respond with your Truth in Media moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this L.A. incident where they shot the hostages, and that sort of reinforced my mindset. Now, if an assailant comes up on me, I'm just going to deal with them, because at least I know they won't inadvertently do something to me. But, our hands are really sort of tied with this. You can be an innocent, law-abiding citizen, and you can shoot a person actually trying to kill you and still face court trials and jail time. But cops who shoot and kill innocent people just get a shrug from the legal system, as it is accepted as business as usual. Let's go to the phones from... Hey, I was just talking about these guys. Butch in New York. Yes, sir. Tell me about it.
Hey, buddy. Thank you very much, and God bless you first for doing what you're doing.
Trying to enlighten the world, Butch.
Yes, trying to enlighten the world of the tyranny around us. I was just reading a Wikipedia page on Edward and Elaine Brown, and God bless them. And they need their prayer, our prayers, and America needs our prayers because, I feel for these people, and we're just being suppressed. So let me know what you think about that.
Well, I'll tell you, the answer to the prayers is what you're doing in New York, what you guys are doing in New York, and what the people are doing in Connecticut, and what people did in Colorado, and what they stood up to in Nevada.
How do we?
Yes, we do need prayers, because our government has forgotten a whole lot of stuff about what they're supposed to be about.
Amen, amen. You're right. And, how can we stand by this when we got it all there? If you just go to their Wikipedia page, I was just reading it to my wife, and it gets me irate. And I think we have to just enlighten the people to what's going on. We're being taken over by our media because they don't tell us the truth and facts about anything in this world right now.
Don't worry too much about the mainstream media because they're literally watched by dozens.
Yeah,
they don't have.
They're the ones that are controlling it.
I'm sorry?
They're the ones that are controlling it because the corporations feed them.
That's true. But just remember this. If what really was going on had not gotten out, you wouldn't be seeing this out-in-your-face defiance in Connecticut, New York. You wouldn't have seen, there was a few hundred people in Nevada this past weekend.
Yes.
There are thousands of them headed there right now.
That's great. I just put it on my Twitter page yesterday about Oath Keepers. They're trying to organize a motorcycle run out there.
Well, it's not just that. My boss at Gun Owners of America is probably out there now. James Yeager from Tactical Response is taking a little contingent out there. I talked to him on the road yesterday. They were going anyway, even though they found or heard that the, quote-unquote, the feds had backed down. And they know better. And this is where you don't have to worry so much about the mainstream media. Because if you went by the mainstream media, everybody would be sitting back saying, well, it's all done. I can go back to watching TV.
Well, if they'd only know about this... Elaine and Ed Brown are going to be 103 years and 102 years old when they get out of prison for $625,000. This guy was a militia man. He knew what was going on. He's got it all out there on his page about the Illuminati and everything else. And if they'd only make a movie or do something to get these people out of prison, and because they're standing up for our rights. And, they're like our forefathers before. It's just an innocent couple then. He was prepared for the you know, take over. And they just took him over and put him, silenced him. But we
got to be a cop killer to get the mainstream media to come in on your side and Hollywood to like you and everything.
Well, that's what the evil is. See, there's a good and a bad in this world, and we're fighting the evil. And
yes,
the
sir.
Evil is only Holly Weird, you know. My show, the best show I like, you know, the Duck Dynasty folks, they're the ones that want God in this world, and that's what a lot of people do. And the government don't want God in here because if we have love, we don't need any bullets or guns.
We don't, but the problem is that while you and I can sit back and shake hands and say, I got your back, neighbor. I do, too. And we can feel that brotherly love between us. There's always going to be a segment of people out there that want to control
where
we get the love.
No, but I need protection, too. You know, I want to feel like I have protection over my family, and that is with a gun. And I don't care if they don't like it. It's my God-given right that they're trying to take away from me. You know, by not having these guns. And the people that say, oh, what do you need a gun for? The cops are there. Do you see what the cops do to people? You were just talking about it. And it's 36 shootings. We don't hear nothing about the news. I mean, that's what I say. The media is all corrupt. Oh, but thank you for letting me get this off my chest. I appreciate it, Bill.
Anytime, Butch. Feel free to call me anytime. Thanks for the call. Stay safe. And, hey, keep me in the loop of what's happening in New York State since you're there on the ground. I will enjoy to hear about it. I was just talking about how police officers can shoot you, you the victim, and get away with it. And there's some people out there going, there's just no way. There's just no way. Well, in Houston, a police officer by the last name of Marin said that his partner and he felt threatened by a man, Brian Claunch, in a wheelchair waving a pen at them. He was threatening to stab them with his pen, so they shot him dead. No charges filed. Need another example? Okay. A pair of New York City police cops opened fire on a man in Manhattan. This was the guy in front of the Empire State Building. While he did kill someone, he was no longer an immediate threat, and he wanted to commit suicide by cops. So they obliged him with a hail of bullets. 16 shots fired. Accounts vary from him being hit 1 to 8 times. They ended up hitting 9 innocent people shot in the process. Bloomberg publicly praised them. Were they arrested? No. You can find this all over the place. Eugene Mallory in Los Angeles County again, of all places. SWAT team goes in to... because they smelled chemical smells. Right now, if you come out to my yard where I just got the yard treated, you will smell chemical smells. So I don't know if somebody's going to say, he's got a meth lab. They thought Mr. Mallory had a meth lab. SWAT comes in. They've got those cool H&K MP5s, the full select fire weapon. First guy into Mr. Mallory's bedroom apparently forgot that maybe you keep your index your finger along the frame and keep it on safe until you're ready to fire. Finger on the trigger, weapon on hot. On full, and he sees Mr. Mallory laying there in bed, sees a gun on the nightstand table, does not see his hand anywhere near the gun, shoots Mr. Mallory 6 times in bed, then lies about it. I'm not bashing them. I'm telling the truth. It is a difficult job, but that does not give them a license to kill. And having a dangerous job does not give you a shoot first, shoot later, shoot some more. And if anyone is left alive, ask a question or two. And all I'm saying is that if a police officer cannot get out there and if he cannot go off, you're not allowed to go off half-cocked and kill and shoot innocent people because their job is dangerous. If that's what they believe, then they need to find another job. Victims of crime don't get to choose to be victims. So when they run out of a hostage situation, they do not deserve to be murdered by police officers who choose to do a dangerous job. I mean, it could be argued, weren't those... weren't they doing exactly what the gun grabbers are? Rely on the police. Oh, thank God the police are here. Ow. The officers involved in murdering John Winkler and shooting the other innocent hostage should be at least fired, if not brought up on a charge of negligent homicide. But that isn't going to be the way things go in Los Angeles. during the Christopher Dorner saga. 8 LAPD officers shot 122 times at two Hispanic women that somehow to them looked like one bald black guy. One of the women was hit twice out of 122 shots. That means 120 misses for their penance. They were given extra training as punishment. What needs to happen to those guys in that particular case? They need to be fired for being legally blind. How do you shoot something 120 plus times and miss it? Gotta be blind. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the gun industry, you know, in New York, for example, where Butch lives, they have banned assault weapons, as they call them. So what do a couple of manufacturers do? They look at the they look at the characteristics that this anti-gun state, this anti-gun governor puts in place and says, well, I'll just do away with those. So first coming up was Black Rain Ordnance. They came out with an AR that doesn't have a pistol grip, that doesn't have a flash suppressor, that doesn't have a bayonet underlook. It will run the arbitrary, I guess, 7-round or 10-round magazine, and it's still semi-automatic. But a lot of people will look at that and say, you know, all of those ergonomic features that makes that AR so good and so much fun to shoot are now missing. What am I to do? Don't worry. Because here comes Troy Precision. They're coming out with, wait for this, they're coming out with a pump AR-15, a pump 223. With a fixed stock and a pump. And guess what you get to have with that because of the way they describe the law? You get to have a muzzle device. Yeah. You can have a pistol grip. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Sacramento. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm just trying to cope.
So am I. I'd like to discuss your thoughts on this Kansas Jewish Center shooting. What do you think about that?
I from what I've read, this was an elderly man who was somewhat of a supremacist in his mindset, which is what they're saying. You know, I don't know. That's what they're saying. He has a background of this, and it appears that he walked up and just shot some people that he saw. And, no matter where that happens, that's always bad. But this is a guy that was apparently motivated by hate. But, you know, once again, like I said, I don't, my thoughts on this are, this is preliminary reporting coming from the mainstream media. Like all other things, other facts will emerge.
Yes, well, I think we should allow a full evaluation of what occurred, considering the fact that the victims were not Jewish. And what truly is interesting is the fact that there was some setback to the Jewish organizations influencing hate crime laws, which the FBI gave merit to, that the FBI decided not to continue a relationship with these Jewish organizations in their effort to identify hate crime laws. And that occurred a couple days before this shooting.
See, the whole thing, my thoughts on the so-called hate crime. If you walk up to me, Dave, okay, and you have malice in your heart, and you pull the trigger on me, maybe it's because of the way I cut my hair, which I don't have any, so I don't cut it very often. Or maybe it's because of the clothing I'm wearing or something, but maybe there's something about me that just strikes you wrong. And you're not killing me to get my watch or my phone or my money. You're just killing me just 'cause, right? Well, you don't have to append something and call it a hate crime. It's still murder.
Well, murders indicates malice. Murder indicates a forethought. And, of course, murder indicates a death. And we have the deaths of three people, but they weren't Jewish people.
Okay? Right.
And supposedly...
They made him anti-Semitic because it happened at a Jewish center.
Right. But it just seems very interesting, and I think this should be explored, that the recent FBI decision to eschew having these organizations such as the ADL, such as... other Jewish organizations provide information about hate crimes to the FBI. The FBI had a relationship with those organizations, and the FBI decided to end that relationship, and then we have this shooting. All of a sudden we have this shooting. And
I think that's probably largely coincidental. But I don't know, like I said. But here's the thing. If they're going to disassociate themselves from people that are, in fact, simply lobbying them to try to get another caveat added to where, you know, one shooting, one murder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can see where there might be two or three crimes associated with that. There shouldn't be 20.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be 20. Not because I don't think the person needs to be not doesn't need to be punished. I think that the law has gotten way too convoluted. There's way too many layers of the law. That's why you have to have a lawyer, so he can wade through and translate everything for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we had a lot of lawyers and, let's say, statesmen when the Constitution was developed to explain our right to keep and bear arms, okay? And there are people, and I'm sure that they will latch upon this one particular incident as a means to associate the use of guns with hate crimes and white supremacy and that type of thing. But they're trying to put guns in a negative light using these examples.
Sure, and they, sure. I mean, that's the thing. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. I no word yet on the slashing kid out of Pennsylvania. Was that a hate crime? Was he bullied?
He only
used a knife. Does that give him the moral high ground?
They said it was a bully, something about bullying or something like that.
He must have had hate and malice in his heart when he pulled out the kitchen knives.
Well, that's very well possible, and I think we ought to outlaw knives.
Look, if we outlaw everything that's, you know, the weapon in any case when you're going to do something proactive or absolutely evil, is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you how to really mess somebody up with a rolled up magazine, but make sure it's a nice thick one. But
well,
I mean, the mind, the imagination, somebody that knows how to implement. You can put somebody in a you know, in any situation. If there's stuff, unless it's a blank room, he's going to find something he can turn on somebody.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of contention on the issue, but it's very plain and simple that the people who are attempting to wrest our weapons from us are violating the Constitution if they are government officials. And that should be emphasized to those people.
Absolutely.
That have that right, and they do not have the authority to take that right away from us. They can't usurp our rights. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And this is an example of how they would use this type of situation, this tragedy, to justify usurping our rights.
I couldn't agree with you more.
No. Okay, well, nice talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Stay safe in newly, slowly liberating itself, California. Yeah, you know, the so-called hate crime, and that's a good point he brings up. Is there any difference between the hate crime that this may be called at this, at this center from this old man versus those 36 shootings in 36 hours in Chicago this past weekend? Could it be argued that somebody gets out there and says, hey, I hate you, and then shoots you? You think there's no malice involved in just a regular shooting without it being called a hate crime? Calling it a hate crime is another toehold to be exploited. I think I hear the music in the background. This is the problem of my comrades. High dollar piece of equipment. It makes a good target. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm waiting for a post commander. And believe me, a post commander has a whole lot of leeway to do a lot of things. He does answer for everything he does. But I'm waiting for a post commander to do something on a post. And here's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for one to stand up and say, you know what? The safety, the individual safety of my soldiers, of my sailors, of my airmen, of my Marines, it trumps everything. So from here on out on this post, everybody from squad leader up that has a security clearance will be cleared to carry a weapon. You will each, everybody will have a certain, there's going to be a little bit of a ramp up. You know, we're going to make sure you're qualified on what you're carrying. You will carry outside of your blouse or outside of your BDU top or ACU top or whatever, but you will carry and you are expected to take care of your soldiers in a self-defense situation exactly the same way you're expected to eat last, make sure they get first aid, make sure that all of their needs are taken care of. You're also expected to be their first line of defense. So it is written, so it is ordered. I'm waiting on that. Haven't seen it. Still waiting. Haven't seen it. Coming from the desk of Masad Ayoub. We have this breakdown of this. He points out that this, this guy, Lopez, he wasn't a jihadi and he wasn't insane. He was angry. There's a difference. He was angry because he got turned down for leave. That's the difference. In the end, the motive matters less than the act and the failure to interdict it in a timely fashion. He had 15 minutes to deal with things, to do what he wanted to do. Now, John Farnham, who was a combat Marine in the Vietnam era and a lawman later, noted that after the last rampage that on the rare occasions when gunmen do the same in a domestic law enforcement environment, that is, go and attack a police station, they get off a few shots, they inflict a few wounds before the intended victims react, draw their own ever-present service pistol, and shoot the gunman down like the mad dog he has obviously become. Now, here's the problem with the military. In the military, the military is a very large institution, and change does not happen overnight. Their paradigm is the wheel spins very slowly. And the American military fits that description. 20 years ago, there was a mass murder at Fairchild Air Force Base. 5 years ago, there was a rampage at Fort Hood, jihadist rampage. And we're just days away from the latest shooting at Fort Hood from a guy that was angry about leave. So, once again, motive doesn't matter. Motive is not a consideration. What is a consideration is ending the event as fast as it can, and if that means putting a mass murderer under fire and putting one of your bullets in his brain versus him putting a bullet in his brain, that's what it means. And when the first person with the gun showed up, that's how they ended, although, you know, in all three instances, there was, quite a bit of carnage going on. When Lopez came under fire, he shot himself dead, as do many mass murderers have in settings as soon as they meet return fire or knew they were about to. So, unilaterally making a policy to disarm our armed services in the face of a clear and present threat is absolutely positively ludicrous. At some of these posts, you have some highly specialized operators out there, arguably safe with any bullet launcher you could possibly put in their hands. Arming the potential victims on our domestic bases will, without a doubt, be a complicated thing, but simply recognize civilian carry permits for qualified personnel on base. That's easier at Fort Hood or at Fort Benning in Georgia than it would be at the Pentagon in the District of Columbia or at the D.C. Naval Yard. If nothing else, you know, to be in the military nowadays, most of the time you have to talk on radio, and I've talked about this before. To talk on a radio, because it has encryption equipment, you have to have a security clearance of some sort, which you go through a lot of vetting for that. Now, take those people that have these security clearances, and if they're cooks, okay, give them a module of training, no doubt. That's fine. Let's do that. On the other hand, if they're not cooks, if they're combatants, they know how to run a wide range of weapons, putting a sidearm on them. You know, combatants look at a sidearm as the secondary weapon, the go-to when it's tight, or when they run out of bullets for the long gun. But this unilateral disarmament, I mean, the reason I joined the Army in the first place was when, in 1983, the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, when that truck drove through that gate, there were guards, Marine guards, on guard at the gate in Beirut, and they didn't have ammunition. They got to watch this truck take out their buddies because they had no ammunition. In the D.C. Naval Yard, you had Marines with weapons, once again, had no ammo. Why is it okay to let a bunch of guys that know how to handle this stuff, walk around with a bunch of cool-looking paperweights. Why have it at all? Why put them on? You're on guard duty. Do I get any bullets, sir? No. No, because we're civilized. That's not what you told me when I was in that ville. Put the judge advocate generals to work on this. Let them hammer this out. If nothing happens, if there are no... Look, the military police, I'm sure they're fine. They're not specialized operators by any stretch of the imagination. In time of war, MPs become grunts. Unless they're doing some specialized duty where they're doing MP work. But the difference between an MP and a grunt during the daily active part of the duty is the MP sits on the perimeter. And in addition to his sidearm, he has handcuffs and maybe a neat belt and maybe a neat little kerchief around his neck showing that I belong to this post and I am the MP. So, if they don't do something along these lines, if they take no steps whatsoever to give these young men and women a means to defend themselves, or the young men and women's supervisors, their chain of command, if there's no mean to defend themselves beyond the MPs, this will happen again. The three instances I told you about, those are dumb luck, because let five motivated individuals get out there with a little, you know, let them have a day or two to make a plan and let them penetrate that perimeter of that military post and watch and see what they do. Watch and see what they do. If they have any other form of munition besides a gun and bullets, they can do all kinds of damage. You're talking hundreds. You're talking thousands, depending on what they bring. And that can all happen in 15, 20 minutes. And I'm sure they'll die in a hail of gunfire. But we'll be sitting around looking at hundreds, maybe thousands of our nation's young people who put on the uniform, voluntarily get slaughtered. We'll be looking at the most highly trained fish in a barrel we've ever seen in our lives. And if the military chain of command takes no action to prevent this, because they've taken none so far. They've taken none since Nidal Hassan. They've taken none since Fairchild Air Force Base. When I look around the United States and I say, hey, you know, the United States is one big soft target. One of the biggest, softest targets is a military post. Once you make it past that facade of control, thanks, Magno, I appreciate that. Once you make it past that facade of control, you're pretty much out there in, you know, whatever you want to do land. If you're doing something malfeasant, eventually people will find out about it, and they'll stop you. Last time this hour, I go back to RBN on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. I just about tried to talk into the mic with it muted. That's because I am a semi-professional. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I won't keep you long. My headset is acting up. Before you mentioned... Well, you mentioned the soft target of the bases.
Yes, sir.
I want to let you know that shortly after 9/11, I was making a delivery to an arms manufacturing facility. Pretty big place.
Right.
Two Hummers, 50 calibers in the back. And through the course of the day, I was talking to the guys that were part of the National Guard. Bill, they had no ammo. Guarding the whole arms manufacturing facility. I mean, hundreds of acres, and no one had ammo. They were making ammo. They didn't have ammo.
You know, I don't get that. I don't get that. One time in Germany, I think we were under alert, and they put us on some sort of a guard duty for some sort of missiles that were actually live missiles. And they magnanimously gave us each three rounds to put in our magazines with instructions not to insert the magazine in the weapon. Which, well, I'm sitting there, and I waited till that officer got out of sight, and then I promptly inserted the magazine in the weapon and pulled back the charging handle, flipped it on safe, and then I just hung it from the sling. Guess what? That gun didn't do anything nefarious.
Well, when you think about it, I was in conventional weapons, and we signed for everything. Every round was accounted for. Every piece was part of a lot. Every number in the lot. So what wasn't expended was returned. If anything was missing, heaven help everybody. And this was back when Carter was president. So, you know, and Bill, yet we're giving people in other countries, Afghans and Iraqis, fully automatic weapons, supplying the ammunition. We can't speak the language. We don't know that when our guys turn their back, we're not going to take a bullet in the back. But yet Americans cannot be trusted. So we are really... We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. You know, I feel like I've fallen down the rabbit hole, and I really am in Wonderland. So I'll leave it at that. I know you may have other callers. No,
I'm good, but I'll simply tell you this. When that happens, you have a rope to climb back, John. I mean, just because that's what they're trying to preach to us, and that's just because what people want you to believe that don't want you to have a gun, that doesn't mean it isn't so. But, you know, I'm sure, I've heard the rabbit hole has good coffee, so it's okay to go down there.
Okay. Take care, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. Jim in Idaho. Yes, sir.
Hey, hi, Bill.
Hey.
Say, I remember that Fairchild shooting well. I was living in Spokane at the time, downtown on 3rd, and I got home from work, and I remember the way my living room window faces was all of a sudden, you could see, like, helicopters. Like Apocalypse Now coming into the two hospitals that were just a couple blocks from me.
Right.
And they were in holding patterns for Sacred Heart and Deaconess. So I turned on the TV and I talked breaking news what was going on. But the thing that stuck in my mind about that shooting was the guy that did it, I believe, was a disaffected airman named Dean Mecklenburg. And he snapped for whatever reason. But the MP that shot him, and this is what stuck in my mind, and I think I'm pretty sure about the distance, he rode up on a 10-speed and popped him, I think it was 70 yards.
And yeah, his name was Andy Brown. He used a Beretta.
Well, a Beretta, is between the eyes, and it was like some ungodly distance. Okay, so then you know about it then.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going by what I remember, and I just I thought...
you got pretty good details.
Okay. Hey, and one other real quick thing I want to ask you. I inherited from my late father a Korean issue M1 carbine.
Okay.
And it's got three clips. It's like a banana, kind of a long, straight, and a short. And it hasn't been fired in a long time, so I imagine that first thing is to wear out some Hoppy's gun patches. But I haven't fired it since, like, mid-70s, and I know it's 30 caliber, but is there any specific round that I should use in that to keep it from
messing up the gun or your hands?
Right.
I would think that if you were to go online, and you, when you're talking about it, are you talking about an M1 carbine?
It's an M1 carbine, yeah. It's not a grand.
Yeah, it's a smaller gun.
A banana clip.
Right. First thing I do, I'm sure in Idaho, you're in Idaho, so I mean, that's a pretty gun friendly state. I've heard about the things that happen there, but it's overall pretty gun friendly. I'm sure somewhere near you is a gunsmith. Take it to him. Let him go over it. Make sure that it's all worthy. And, that same gunsmith that can make that call. I had a first sergeant that bought one of those. And I remember at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I found a reloader that reloaded rounds for him. And that was back in 1990. I'm sure that there are rounds available for that. Having said that, I couldn't tell you where to go. But,
I remember when I fired it, it fires sweet.
Sure.
And, a low kick, and I remember it was a copper jacketed, slug that we used. But the thing that makes me nervous is my dad got this way back in the 60s, along with a 38 Police Special 367 Magnum, and
right.
They're not registered. And I'm worried that when I go buy ammo for it,
Do you have a registration scheme in Idaho? I don't know of one.
I have never registered a gun in Idaho.
Well, then you probably don't have to worry about registering them.
So if I just go and say I need 30 caliber rounds for an M1 carbine, I'm not going to get asked a bunch of questions?
Well, not if you do it at a gun store.
Okay.
You shouldn't. Hey, if you do, you need to call me back.
Okay, I will do, sir.
No, just off the top of my head, I don't know of any law in Idaho that requires that you register a gun. There is no federal law that states that you have to register a gun. If these were left to you, they're yours.
Okay, that's what I'm hoping. But in light of everything that's taken place since, like, the 70s, you just don't know.
Hadn't happened in Idaho just yet.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. M1 carbine. You can't break those guns. You just can't break them. Kansas farmer. He's got an M1 Garand. Those guns will just run. They were made back when guns were expected. They weren't that remarkable. They were fairly simplistic. Wood stock, good mechanics, good metal. Just run. They just run. Period. Hope he goes out and finds some ammo and goes out and shoots it. Coming up on the third hour, when we get back, we're going to talk about this. This comes from a very surprising source for me, but this does indicate that they actually do look at every side. Coming from the National Examiner, there's a little ditty coming out from talking about a report from MedPage today that happened 3 days ago. Talking about guns increasing gun violence. And we'll talk about that because they're going down that old primrose path of calling suicide gun violence. I'm not even a fence sitter. I don't think you can do violence to yourself. I think you're just, if somebody wants to abort a child, they just call that choice, right? Somebody chooses to not live if they choose to do a 220th trimester abortion. Shouldn't that be okay? Why does this have to be called gun violence? It's very sad. It's very sad to have a family member, a friend just out of the blue kill themselves. No doubt about it. But it's not violence. It's not the gun's fault. But we'll pull this apart when we get back, going into the third hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.